And what do we have next? We have, looks like, baked beans.
Yes, my dad's favorite.
Okay.
Open source vegan.com.
Today, let's listen to the conclusion of my three-part interview with Marlene McKinney, a vegan cooking class expert. As you talk to people while you're doing cooking classes, some of these people might be meat eaters. What are your strong reasons why a meat eater should eat a plant-based diet?
Wow. There are many reasons, I tell you. There are many reasons why people should, but I would say, you know, that people should become vegetarians. First of all, your health, you know. When I look at how when I gave up meat, the weight simply melted. It was like I didn't have to do very much. I used to run marathons and run hard, and I gave up running. I simply walked to the park, and I gave up meat, and the weight melted, and I knew it was meat because meat slows down the metabolism, you know. So for our health reasons, you know, we have the fact that meat has been linked to cancer and heart disease, strokes and diabetes, hypertension. I mean, you just name it. The list is endless with illnesses as it relates to meat eating, you know. So for me, I gave it up, and I'm encouraging those that are listening today to just give it a try. You know, even if it's just a few days. You know, I had a student who came to one of my cooking classes one time, and she said, I can't give it up just yet. What I'm going to do is I'll encourage my family, once per week, we'll do all vegetarian. And so that's the way she started. And that's where, if you're having a hard time, you know, taking on this vegetarian diet, why don't you just say one day a week, no meats, or and no meat products, or one meal per day, no meat and no meat products. I went cold turkey because my life was out of control. I was 220 pounds. I was borderline diabetic. I had high blood pressure. I had a lot of issues, health issues, and I needed help. And all of these problems were reversed as soon as I gave it up. So I couldn't tell you how I felt so energized. And that's one of the other reasons I'd say to become a vegetarian. More energy. Your endurance increases tremendously. You can do more. You feel, you know, that you can do more. And you just can't go wrong. Studies have really shown that when athletes switch to a vegetarian diet, that they improve their endurance almost three times as much as those who remain carnivores.
That's so amazing.
I'm telling you. You know, so there are so many reasons. I mean, there are lots of reasons why I would recommend the vegetarian diet. And of course, you know, for those of us who are Christians, I think that this is God's plan. You know, I really believe in my heart that this is God's plan. Even if we just start with the health reasons. For me, frankly, when I first started, yes, I knew that it was God's plan, but I really just wanted to look good. It was a selfish motive. I'm telling you, I wanted to look good in my clothes. I was like, man, I need to look good in my clothes. I'm so fat. You know, people say, oh, you're pretty, but you're fat. And I didn't want to look fat. And then there were cousins who said, oh, are you having another baby? And so all these things stuck in my head. And I'm like, I'm going to lose this weight because I want to look good. And so as I started to lose the weight, and I was being blessed, the Lord just kept blessing me with all this weight loss. I was like, praise the Lord, and I'm looking better, you know. Of course, I realized now that it was a bigger picture than that he had planned for me. It was much more. But initially, it was really just about Sister Marlene looking good in her clothes, you know. And that's the real thing, you know, that's real. I know there are many women out there who are just like I am and who said, boy, I just want to look good. You know, so even if it's a start there, you know, you look a lot better in your clothes. You feel better. You have a clearer mind. And the list goes on. I won't go anymore.
Well, I just remember reading about or learning about Carl Lewis, an Olympian, yeah. And he ran very well when he switched to a vegetarian diet. Yeah. And what you said about spiritual health as well is very outlined in the Bible in Genesis 1, 29 that we are supposed to have a plant-based diet. That was the original diet for us.
That's right. Even the animals, you know, in Genesis 1:30, even the animals were given instructions as to what to eat. But, you know, unfortunately, they're now being fed protein pellets instead of being able to graze the green grass, you know. So even the animals, the birds, the cattle, they were supposed to eat the greens, you know. But unfortunately, today, things have changed.
Do you have a simple recipe that you can share with us today where people can get all the ingredients from their local grocery store?
Yes. You know, the beauty of shopping right now, I live in the country. If I can get it in the country, I know that you can get it in the city or wherever else. My macaroni and cheese recipe, I think it's the best recipe I have. So if you'd like, you can try this recipe. I promise you that you will enjoy it, and not only you, but everyone that you give it to. That's bold, huh? But it's true. It's true. I'm just telling you that everyone that I've shared it with, basically, they like it. I haven't found anyone who said, I don't think so. Most of the persons most of them have said they really enjoy the macaroni and cheese. And you know, there are ingredients there that may be unique or different. I shouldn't say unique, but they may be a little different from what you're used to using. But if you were to get an opportunity to shop at a super food store, you know, we have a lot of superstores now. Many of them have natural food aisles, they're called, or health food aisles, where you can find the tahini butter or the sesame seeds, the cashews, even the nutritional yeast flakes. So, yes, my macaroni and cheese recipe to me would be the one that I would love to share with you today.
All right. Well, I have to try that out myself. And I want to thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And please check out opensourcevegan.com to get Marlene's recipe and gain more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Open.